天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天我们靠着你的恩典来到你的面前。
By your grace today, we come to you.
是因着你儿子耶稣基督用他的身体为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
It's because of your Son, Jesus Christ, by his body, opened up a new and living way for us.
因为他成为你所喜悦的祭物。
Because you are his righteous inheritance.
因为他成为我们的义。
He became our righteousness.
今天我们才能够这样来救你。
That we can be like this to come to you.
我们向你所求的。
Everything we plead.
就是你救我们脱离我们自己。
Is for us to escape from ourself.
救我们脱离我们里面旧有的生命。
Escape our old life.
让我们靠着耶稣基督。
Escape our old man and by Jesus Christ.
我们可以活出你所赐给我们的生命。
To live out the life that you have given us.
也谢谢你把你的话赏赐给我们。
We thank you for your word that you've given us too.
你要用你的话来供应我们。
You will use them to provide for us.
你用你的话来把你自己启示给我们。
And to reveal yourself through your words.
也用你的话来建立你自己所爱的教会。
And by these same words, build up the church that you love so much.
We
give each of us into your hand. May Spirit be filled in our gathering. Your Spirit let ours out. And may your Spirit open our heart's eyes.
Let us today, every person here, may you meet us.
That we individually can each meet you.
你的话就可以光照我们。
Your words shine in us.
你的话可以在我们里面有根有基。
Can take root in us and to have foundation.
愿你自己在我们的聚集里面得着荣耀。
May you yourself receive glory in our gathering.
愿你自己的名在你复活的日子得以高举。
May your name be exalted in your resurrection.
我们把赞美把感谢都归给你。
We give you praise, we give you thanks.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我发现每次聚会的时候
I find that each time we gather here,
后面的人总是比前面的人多。
There's always more people in the back than there are in the front.
所以我还是再啰嗦一下。
I'm going to repeat myself again.
如果你方便的话,
if you don't have any special conditions,
如果你不需要照顾孕妇的话,
if you don't have any widows to take care of, or pregnant wives to take care of,
请你往前面挪一挪,
please move up.
Okay. 今天我要跟弟兄姐妹跟大家分享的题目呢，就是犹大和他的弟兄。
Our topic for this morning, Judah and his brothers.
好，我们先来看马太福音第一章的第一节和第二节。
Let's take a look at Matthew 1, verses 1 and 2.
请大家一块念。
We'll read together.
好，我们一起来念。亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，
耶稣基督的家谱。
The son of Abraham. 第二节。
Verse 2,
Abraham
was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers.
这是新约圣经一开始最早的两节经文。
This is the very first two verses of the New Testament.
马太福音呢是以或者说新约圣经呢是以耶稣基督的家谱开始。
The New Testament gospel starts with the genealogy and the lineage of Jesus Christ.
马太首先提到亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各。
Matthew mentions first of all Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
然后说雅各生犹大和他的弟兄。
And then it says Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers.
雅各呢有利亚和拉结两个妻子。
Jacob had two wives, Leah and her sister Rachel.
他们两个既是姐妹，也因着呢嫁给了同一个男人而成为了对头。
They were sisters to begin with, but also they were married both to Jacob, and they became household enemies.
雅各还有两个妾。
Jacob also had two concubines.
分别是利亚的四女和拉结的四女。
Maids of Leah and maid of Rachel.
那他们四个人呢，给雅各一共生了十二个儿子。
Four of those women gave birth to 12 children for Jacob.
这十二个儿子里面呢，拉结一个人生了半拿。
Rachel herself.
Leah
gave birth to half a dozen of them.
从老大一直生到老四。
Starting from the firstborn to the fourth.
然后呢，又生了老九和老十。
And then number 9 and number 10.
那么雅各他最心爱的妻子拉结呢，生了两个最小的儿子。
And Jacob's beloved Rachel gave birth to two of his favorite sons, Joseph and Benjamin.
十一子就是约瑟，十二子就是便雅悯。
Joseph was second, was number 11, and the last one and youngest was Benjamin.
那中间四个儿子呢，分别就是拉结和利亚的两个婢女所生的。
The other four, not mentioned, are born by the two concubines, two maids of Leah and Rachel.
刚才我们读到马太福音第一章第二节，非常有意思。
When we read verse 1 and 2 of Matthew 1, it was very interesting.
当马太说雅各的儿子的时候，
When Matthew says Jacob's son,
他说是雅各生犹大和他的弟兄。
It says here it was Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers.
按照他前面的句型，应该是说雅各生犹大就完了。
According to the other verses that came before this, he should have just said Jacob, the father of Judah, and that was it.
但是呢，马太却说雅各生犹大还没有完，然后说和他的弟兄。
But Matthew goes an extra step. Jacob, the father of Judah, and his brothers.
这让我们至少看到两件事。
This helps us see at least two things.
在由亚伯拉罕起头的耶稣基督的家谱里面。
In the genealogy that begins with Abraham.
接续雅各的不是长子流便。
What comes after Jacob is not the firstborn Reuben.
也不是呢近乎完美的约瑟。
And are also not the virtually perfect Joseph.
而是呢四阿哥犹大。
But actually it was Judah. The fourth son born to Jacob.
这是第一件事。
Judah, that was the first thing.
第二件事。
And the second thing.
犹大和他的弟兄，这是什么意思？
Judah and his brothers, what does that mean?
就是说呢，当我们来看犹大的时候。
That is to say, when we look at Judah as a person.
我们既要看犹大这个人。
We must not only look at him as a person.
而且还要关注呢他和他弟兄。
But also observe his relationship with his brothers.
来看呢犹大和他的弟兄之间有什么故事。
What kind of stories are between him and his brothers?
好，我们先来看犹大的出生。
Let's look at Judah's birth then.
创世纪第二十九章第三十五节。
Genesis 29,
英文
35.
英文在后面一节，在后面一章。二十九章，创世纪二十九章三十五节说，他就是利亚，就是雅各的大叫什么？
The older,
大太太，对
，the older wife.
OK， 她又怀孕生子，说：“这回我要赞美耶和华。”
So it begins in verse 35 here. It says, "She, that is Leah, the older wife, she conceived again when she gave birth to a son. She said, 'This time I will praise the Lord.'"
她已经念了，因此给她起名叫犹大。犹大呢，就是赞美的意思。然后这才停止了生育。
So she named him Judah because that means, this time I will praise the Lord. Then she stopped having children.
刚才我们说呢，犹大是利亚生的第四个儿子，他一口气呢先生了四个。
We mentioned earlier that Leah gave birth to first four sons of Jacob in one shot, all four children.
她给这个儿子起名叫做犹大。
She gave the fourth son the name Judah.
这个名字非常的响亮，非常的给力。
This name is very loud and very, very significant.
就是赞美，就是哈利路亚。
It means praise or hallelujah.
他说，这次呢，我要赞美耶和华。
This time I will praise the Lord, she said.
利亚大概心里面说。
I guess she said in her own heart.
虽然我妹妹长得比我漂亮。
Even though my younger sister is prettier than me.
虽然我丈夫呢也宠爱她，让我非常的嫉妒。非常嫉妒，非常的抓狂。
Even though my husband is partial to her, loves her more than me.
但是神祝福我。
But God blessed me.
拉杰没有儿子。
Rachel had no children yet at this point.
我一口气生了四个。
I gave birth to four.
太高兴了，我太争气了。
I'm so happy. This is so good.
所以我要大大的赞美耶和华。
So I must give praise to the Lord.
犹大这个名字就是这样来的。
So that's the origin of the name Judah.
那么犹大这一生当中有什么样的丰功伟绩？
What kind of victories and events happened, occurred throughout Judah's life?
使他成为继亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各之后第四个记载在耶稣基督家谱里面的以色列人的先祖呢？
To cause him and his name to be mentioned as the fourth name in the beginning of the New Testament, genealogy of Jesus Christ.
我们读创世纪的时候果然发现呢，有一章是专门讲犹大的。
When we look into Genesis, evidently there is an entire chapter devoted to Judah, this person.
马太在马太福音当中用一句话概括了创世纪三十八章里面这个故事。
In Matthew, one sentence in particular, pretty much summarized that chapter.
在刚才我们读了一节二节啊，如果我们读到马太福音第一章第三节的时候。
We read earlier verses 1 and 2 of Matthew 1. If we go to verse 3.
犹大从他玛士生法勒斯和谢拉。
Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar.
这就是创世纪38章整整一章的故事。
That is the whole story of chapter 38 of Genesis.
是专门讲犹大的。
Devoted to Judah.
他玛士是谁呢？
Tamar, who was she?
她就是一个名叫塔玛的女子。
She was someone named Tamar, a woman.
塔玛是什么人？
What kind of person was she?
用中国人的话来讲，
According to the Chinese saying,
塔玛就是一个扫把星。
She is kind of a troublemaker. Whoever marries her ends up...
大家知道扫把星是什么意思吗？
You know what that means, kind of.
就是呢，谁娶她谁倒霉。
Means whoever ends up marrying her, that person will have bad luck.
她先嫁给犹大的大儿子。
She first gave birth to the firstborn of Judah.
结果我们知道呢，谁娶她谁倒霉嘛，对不对？所以她大儿犹大的大儿子就死了。
We found out that his Judah's son
被他克命克死了。
Judah's first son heir was dead, died after he married her.
按照当时迦南的风俗。
According to the tradition of that Canaan,
她又得嫁给犹大的二儿子。
She was to marry the second son of Judah.
她克夫。
According to their tradition, so she went along with it.
不出所料呢，犹大的二儿子又死了。
And then the second son of Judah also died after marrying her.
犹大还有一个儿子。
Judah had a third son.
叫做示拉。
Called Shelah.
按道理现在轮到呢这个三儿子娶他的嫂子。
Supposedly, it was time for the third son to marry Tamar.
为他哥哥留后。
To be a brother redeemer, so to speak.
那如果你是要犹大你心里紧不紧张？
If you're Judah, would you be kind of nervous?
犹大不愿意冒这个险，不愿意让他的儿子冒生命危险。
Judah was not willing to risk the life of his third son.
像他两个哥哥一样。
Like the two older brothers.
所以呢，他就让塔玛回娘家。
So Judah told Tamar to go back to her father's house.
骗他说，等他小儿子长大了以后再来娶她。
And lied to her, saying, after my third son Shela grows up, then he'll come to marry you.
若干年后，塔玛发现呢，犹大把他给骗了。
Years later, Tamar found out that he lied. Judah lied.
所以呢，他便设计让犹大跟他上床。
So she schemed for him to go into her.
使她怀孕
，and caused her to be pregnant.
这样一来呢，她不仅仅生下了一对双胞胎，就是刚才我们念到的法勒斯和谢拉。
And as a result of that, we had the twin sons Perez and Zerah.
还使她自己的名字和亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、犹大一起记载在以色列人的家谱里面。
Tamar not only did that, but he also in effect caused her name to be associated with the family tree of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
虽然说呢，家丑不可外扬。
Even though it's a very humiliating thing.
但是我们读创世纪的时候，发现摩西毫不掩饰地用了整整一章来记载犹大的卑鄙和诡诈。
But we find that Moses, when he wrote Genesis, he didn't hide anything or cover anything. He wrote the entire chapter on Judah, his failures.
虽然记载这件事情，无论是对犹大还是对亚伯拉罕家族来讲，都是特别狗血、特别羞耻的事。
No matter how disgusting or how despicable this is to the family of Abraham, after Tamar became pregnant,
有人告诉犹大说，你儿媳妇大逆不道。
Somebody told Judah, your daughter-in-law committed immorality.
她竟然假扮妓女，还怀孕了。
She posed as a prostitute and became pregnant.
犹大不知道呢。 他玛怀的是他的孩子，因为他不知道那个妓女是他玛装扮的。At
that point, Judah didn't know that his daughter-in-law was that prostitute because she covered herself and he didn't know who she was.
所以他听到这件事情以后，勃然大怒。So
when he heard this, he became very angry.
他要把他玛烧死。And
told people to burn her to death.
结果呢，他没想到他玛留了一手。
He didn't know that Tamar had a plan B.
Tamar呢，手里面有犹大给她的印、带子和手里的杖。She
had in her possession a staff, a cord, and what was it? A cord, a staff, and seal. Cord, staff, and seal.
来证明呢。 使她怀孕的不是别人，正是犹大。To
prove that she, the one who caused her to be pregnant, was none other than Judah himself.
这个故事呢，如果你不熟悉的话呢，那么你可以回去以后读《创世纪》的第37章。Now,
if you're not familiar with this story, when you go back home, you can read Genesis 38 to familiarize yourself.
这时候呢，犹大十分十分的尴尬。Now,
Judah is very awkward after this revelation.
我替他想哈，他有两个选择。Thinking
for him, I suppose that he has two options.
第一个选择恐怕是我们每一个人都会做的。First
option is perhaps something that we would probably end up doing.
就是以攻为守来为自己辩护。That
is to look after yourself.
首先呢，嫖妓这件事情在迦南是很盛行的。First
of all, this kind of tradition is very common in Canaan.
对外邦人来讲，这是一件无伤大雅的事情。To
the foreigners, non-Israelites, this is not a big deal to them.
这个没有什么好大惊小怪的。It's
nothing to get hung over.
而且呢，错首先在他玛。And
also, the fault is really Tamar's.
她为了生孩子不择手段。Because
she wanted children, she came up with schemes.
犹大说是她。
Judah could have said, she lied to me.
是他挖坑害我,
she dug a hole and I walked into it.
我是无辜的,
I'm innocent.
这是他的第一个选择,
that's his first option.
今天你看世人的时候，如果你去网上看这种所谓各种各样的名人也好啊，名流也好啊。 他们如果出了什么事情的话，你会发现他们几乎都是这样为自己辩护。If
we look into the news or go online and see these celebrities and famous people or people of nobility, when they encounter this kind of scandal, this is usually their escape route.
如果我们做了什么羞耻的事的话，If
we have done something that is
embarrassing，我们也差不多。We
assume that if somebody else hears about it, we're pretty much done.
这是第一种选择。
Option one.
第二种选择就是承认自己有罪。Option
two was to confess sin.
大家想哈，如果站在犹大面前控告他的是约瑟，而不是他玛。Think
about it. If it was Joseph who stood before Judah rather than Tamar,
叫犹大认罪的话还稍微容易一点。If
Joseph was there to tell Judah, "Hey, you got to repent," then it's probably easier.
毕竟呢。 约瑟的纯洁、公义和敬虔是有目共睹的。Also,
to add to that, Joseph's godliness was evident and very obvious.
但是要犹大向他玛说。But
for Judah to tell Tamar,
你比我强，我比不上你。You
are better than I.
这太没面子了。
That is very, very losing. That's a lot of face losing.
对，塔玛做的是什么事？
What Tamar did?
塔玛做的是最最不道德、最最令人不耻的事情。
What Tamar did was despicable and very, very immoral.
如果还有什么事情叫做不择手段要达到目的的话，
If there was anything else that would be like this,
恐怕就是这个事。
This is pretty much it.
能够想象还有什么事情比这件事情更加狗血？
Can you think of anything more despicable than what Tamar did?
而且呢，这个时候你要向众人承认，其实我连他玛都不如，容易不容易？
And not only that, to admit to in public that I am not even as good as Tamar. Is that hard?
谁能够做到这件事？
Who can do such a thing? Who can say such a thing?
这很像哈，一个活在主耶稣时代的法利赛人。
This is almost like as if it was a Pharisee living in the time of Jesus.
对税吏或者对妓女说，你比我更有义。
Telling a tax collector or a prostitute that you're better than me.
More righteous than
I.
然而犹大说什么？
But what did Judas say?
创世纪三十八章第二十六节。
In verse 26 of chapter 38 Genesis.
犹大承认说
Judah recognized them and said,
他比我更有义。
She is more righteous than I.
因为我没有将他给我的儿子施拉。
Since I wouldn't give her to my son Shelah.
不是说他玛有义。
It's not to say that Tamar has righteousness.
我们知道他玛没有什么义的。
We know that she doesn't have much.
她做的事情没有任何的意义。
There's not much, there's no righteousness about what she has done.
但是呢，犹大他卑微到一个程度。
But Judah has become so contrite to a point.
他承认说。
He admitted.
像塔玛这样一个没有义的人。
In front of Tamar, someone who's so unrighteous.
他比我还更有义。
He's still more righteous than I.
犹大身为一家之长。
Judah is the leader of that family.
在大庭广众之下能够有这样的承认。
To have this kind of public confession.
它说明什么呢？
What does that say?
说明当他看到他玛托人送来的他自己的印、袋子和杖的时候。
It shows us that when Tamar had and people brought his seal, his staff, his cord.
他的内心被触动了。
His heart was moved.
他看到了自己的丑恶。
He saw his own filthy ugliness.
他心里面有一种强大的力量。
He has a great strength inside of him.
让他愿意悔改。
A great power to cause him to want to repent.
来重新做人。
And to start afresh.
这种勇气从哪里来的？
Where did this kind of motivation come from?
这种勇气只能从内心里面的悔改开始。
It only comes from repentance in the deepest part of his heart.
是谁开了他心里的眼睛，让他看见他既得罪了人，更得罪了神？
Who opened his eyes to see that he offended people and offended God?
只有一个可能。
There's only one possibility.
就是神在那个时候打开了犹大心里的眼睛。
That was that God opened his inner eyes.
因为是神要挽救犹大。
It was God who wanted to rescue Judah.
是神要挽救亚伯拉罕的后裔。
To restore the offspring of Abraham.
使堕落的人恢复和神的关系。
To cause the people who fell to be reconciled to himself.
也让我们明白。
Also helps us understand.
人类的历史不光光是一连串已经发生的事情，一连串人如何堕落和失败的历史。
History of man is not just a history of events that occurred, it's a history of man's failures in front of God.
让我们不单单看到雅各的儿子一个一个都失败。
We not only see Jacob's sons failing one by one and all together.
流便犯了淫乱。
Reuben had sexual immorality.
西面和利未滥杀无辜，性情凶残。
Simeon and Judah are wicked in their hearts and they slaughtered innocents.
犹大更是道德上堕落。
Judah had his moral failures too.
然而从神救赎的角度来看，
But from the perspective of redemption,
历史更是彰显神的恩典。
history shows more so the grace of God.
是彰显神如何拯救堕落之人的历史。
Expounds how God saves fallen man.
他在人的心里面做工，使人的灵活过来。
He does work in hearts and let people's spirit come alive.
他的恩典使人悔改，使人认罪。
His grace allows makes people repent and confess.
得着神的拯救。
To gain salvation from God.
这是犹大的故事。
This is the story of Judah.
也是每一个重生得救的神的儿女的故事。
And the story of all of us who are saved and are His children.
我们的得救，我们的复兴，从个人来讲，是从真实的悔改开始。
Our salvation, our restoration really comes from true confession and repentance.
同样的，教会的复兴也是从真实的悔改开始。
In the same way, the church's restoration comes from repentance.
当我读到犹大这个故事的时候
As I read Judah,
我想问大家一个问题
And his story, I want to ask you a question.
如果给大家十秒钟
If I gave you 10 seconds,
你能不能很清楚地记得上一次你在神面前真实的悔改是为什么，是在什么时候
When was the last time you had true repentance and you truly repented before God? What was it?
十秒钟的时候，你能想起来吗
？Can you remember in 10 seconds?
我问自己这个问题的时候
，When I ask myself this，
我感觉非常的扎心。
I became very convicted，
因为我不记得。
I can't remember。
我不记得有多少时间，有多长时间没有向神悔改。
I can't remember how long or how long ago it was that I repented in my heart。
是我真的那么义吗？
Is it because I'm so righteous?
当然不是。
Of course not.
是因为我对神对自己的罪越来越不敏感。
It's because I've lost so much sensitivity of sin, sensitivity to sin.
我可以呢，为着教会的事情，为着查经班的事情花很多时间。
I can for Church and Bible study group spend a lot of time.
但是在外面的时间远远超过在里面的时间。
But the time I spend outside is much more than what I do inside.
对自己里面的光景越来越不敏感。
To my true condition in my heart, I'm being desensitized.
以至于没有心里面，以至于呢。在神面前的真实悔改变成一件非常非常稀少的事情。
To the point where true repentance of the heart, which is required, has become so rare.
所以愿意向神祷告说。
So I would like to pray to God and say,
愿神可以，愿神的灵，也愿神自己，可以借着周围发生的一些事情。
May He Himself and the Holy Spirit can cause things to happen around us.
可以更多显明我里面真实的光景。
To more and more reveal the condition of my heart.
让我知道我需要真实的悔改。
To let me see I need true repentance.
我们得救是这样。
We are saved like this.
我们能够真实的这一生来跟随主也是这样。
We are also like this if we are to follow Christ.
像刚才那首诗歌一样
Like that hymn earlier.
我们需要真实的来到他的面前
We need to come before Jesus in authenticity.
当然呢，救人脱离罪恶不是神最终的目的
Also, saving people from sin isn't the final destination of Lord's plan.
一个人悔改以后
After a person repents,
神要继续在他的生命里面做工，使这个人可以越来越像他的儿子，我们主耶稣基督。
God is to work continuously in his sons and daughters to cause him to be more like Christ.
让他里面可以形成神自己的品格和性情。
So that he or she can act out the character and nature of God.
当一个人在生命当中，在生活里面把神自己的品格和性情活出来的时候。
When somebody lives out the character and nature of God in his life,
他就成为神的见证。
He becomes a testimony of God.
他也成为他人的祝福。
And also becomes others' blessings.
为了这个目的。
For this purpose.
神就特意的安排一些试炼或者说考验来显出人里面的光景。
For this purpose, God specifically arranges certain trials and troubles to reveal to a person his own conditions of the heart.
来提升我们里面对他的信心。
To improve our faithfulness, our view of God's faithfulness.
对于亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各是这样。
It was so for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
对犹大和他的弟兄也是这样。
It was like that for Judah and his brothers.
对我们每一个人都是这样。
It's also the same to us.
所以呢，使徒雅各说。
That's why James says this.
雅各书一章第二节到第四节。
In James 1:2-4, it says.
我的弟兄们。
My brothers.
你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
Consider it pure joy, brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
因为你们的信心经过试炼，就生忍耐。
Because you know the testing of your faith produces perseverance.
但忍耐也当成功。
Let perseverance finish its work.
使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
So that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
刚才我们说了《创世纪》的第三十七章。
Earlier we said chapter 37 of Genesis.
是讲犹大和他的弟兄他们怎么记恨自己的弟弟约瑟，怎么想要害死他。
Records how Jacob and his brothers were jealous and hateful of his brother, their brother Joseph.
最后呢，怎么把他卖给以实玛利的商人成为奴隶。
And how they sold him to the Ishmaelites as slave.
从38章就是记载刚才我们说的犹大的那件丑事。
And then chapter 38 talks about that whole humiliating story between Judah and the people around him.
然后摩西用了39章到41章呢，讲约瑟在埃及的故事。
And then chapter 39, 40, and 41, three chapters devoted to Joseph's time in Egypt.
他怎样从一个奴隶，最后变成埃及的宰相。
How he went from being a slave to a governor of Egypt.
之后呢，他又用了4章，从42章到45章讲约瑟和他的弟兄相认的故事。
Then four chapters 42-45, to talk about the Joseph meeting his brothers again and their story.
这42到45章有一个重点。
42 and 45, these chapters have a main theme.
就是约瑟的儿子们，弟兄或者说弟兄之间的彼此相爱。
That is the love between Joseph's brothers.
那个时候呢，雅各和他的儿子们住到所居住的迦南遭遇了大饥荒。
You know that Jacob and his 10 sons was living in Canaan and they encountered a famine.
眼看就要饿死人了。
To the point where they could die.
所以雅各叫他的儿子们到埃及去买粮食，但是呢，唯独把最小的儿子便雅敏留在身边。
So Jacob sent his 9 sons and left his
10
sons with the exception of Benjamin to collect grain in Egypt.
那犹大和他的弟兄们十个弟兄到了埃及之后，
Judah and his 10 brothers, when they arrived in Egypt,
约瑟一下就认出他们。
Joseph recognized them immediately.
他们却没有认出约瑟。
But they didn't know who he was.
这就使得约瑟可以借机来试炼他们。
This gave Joseph an opportunity to test them.
要看看他们如何对待便雅敏。
To see how they would treat Benjamin.
所以约瑟告诉他们说。
So Joseph told them.
下次你们再来买粮的时候。
Next time you come back for grain,
必须把便雅敏一同带来。
You must bring your youngest brother Benjamin.
否则休想要买到一粒粮食。
Otherwise, you can forget about getting any grain.
所以第二次下埃及的时候。
So the next time they came down to Egypt,
他们就带上便雅敏。
So they brought him.
雅各一开始是不同意的。
Jacob didn't want to do it at first.
但是呢，是犹大说服了父亲。
It was actually Judah who convinced him.
放弃了坚持。
To let go of his stubbornness.
让便雅敏和他十个哥哥第二次到埃及去买粮食。
And went to Egypt a second time, this time with Benjamin to get grain.
一切进展的都很顺利。
All things happened as planned.
他们十一个弟兄带着买来的粮食，高高兴兴的走在回家的路上。
11 brothers, very cheerfully left Egypt with the grain they bought.
但是他们万万没有想到。
But they had no idea.
约瑟派人追上他们。
Joseph sent people and caught up with them.
从便雅敏的袋子里面翻出来埃及人 藏在里面借以陷害便雅悯的约瑟的杯子。
And Judah, and in Benjamin's bag, his sack, found a cup that was put there, in secret for a trap.
大难临头。
So trouble is upon them.
这是犹大和他弟兄们所面临的一个试验。
This is a trial that Judah and his brothers encountered.
是约瑟要看看他们怎样对待自己的弟弟。
It was Joseph who wanted to know how they would treat Benjamin.
这个不是同一个妈生的弟弟。
This is a mother, this is a brother not born from the same mother.
他们可以彼此抱怨。
They can, Judah and his brothers had one option, was to complain to each other.
他们可以指着流便、西面和利未说，你们这些年长的弟兄。
Shift blame, tell Reuben, Simon, and, Simeon, and Levi, you guys are the three biggest ones, three oldest.
说这种事上次不是遇到过一次了吗？
Didn't we encounter something just like this before?
为什么不汲取教训呢？
Why don't you learn from your mistakes?
为什么上路之前不好好检查一下袋子呢？
Why didn't you check carefully all the bags?
为什么你们不看一看这次有没有人陷害我们呢？
Why didn't you see if anyone schemed against us or tricked us?
他们也可以骂便雅悯。
They could have cursed out Benjamin as well.
说你看看你，说对不对，都是你害的。
Look, this is all your fault.
让我们跟你一起倒霉。
You're causing us to suffer and be in trouble along with you.
如果犹大的和他的弟兄像之前他们记恨约瑟那样记恨便雅悯的话
，If Judah and his and the nine other brothers had the same attitude toward Benjamin as they did for Joseph,
眼前所发生的岂不正是他们求之不得的吗？
Then what happened just then was a perfect thing.
他们可以顺水推舟把便雅悯留在埃及。
They could have let the chips fall and just left Benjamin in Egypt.
他们兄弟十个带着粮食回家。
And 10 brothers can go home by themselves.
但是他们没有那样做。
But they didn't do that.
在犹大的带领之下呢，他们转身回到了城里。
Under Judah's leadership, they went back to Egypt.
他们一同来到约瑟面前。
They went to Judah, Joseph.
他们这样做。
They did this.
其实呢，就是把自己的命运交在那个埃及的宰相，就是那个叫人非常非常琢磨不透的人的手里。
In effect, by going back, they were giving their own hands back to this confusing governor in Egypt.
这样的选择
this kind of choice,
很可能使他们从此一辈子成为埃及人的奴隶
could very well make them slaves in Egypt indefinitely.
使他们再也不能够回家
to not be able to go home ever.
这是他们选择的代价
this was the cost of their choice.
失去自由
to lose their freedom.
失去自己最宝贝的妻子和儿女
to lose their wife and children,
也失去他们年老的父亲
as well as their father.
但是犹大和他的弟兄们
but Judah and his brothers,
为了便雅悯
for the sake of Benjamin,
为了他们的父亲
for the sake of their father,
他们愿意有难同当
they were willing to suffer together,
在患难之中
in this trouble,
在试炼之中显出他们是真弟兄
In the trial, show and reveal that they were truly brothers.
弟兄之间还有什么能够比彼此相爱的心更加宝贵？
What is more precious than brothers living together in love?
神允许这样的试炼临到我们。
God allows these kind of things to happen to us.
也是要显明我们里面有多少真实的弟兄相爱之心。
In order that we may know and reveal how much brotherly love we have.
我们继续往下看。
All right, let's continue.
创世纪四十四章十五节，十四节和十五节。
In chapter 44, 14 to 15.
犹大和他的弟兄们来到约瑟的屋中，约瑟还在那里。
Joseph was still in the house when Judah and his brothers came in.
他们就在他面前匍匐于地。
They threw themselves on the ground before him.
约瑟对他们说：“你们做的是什么事呢？你们岂不知道，像我这样的人能占卜吗？”
Joseph said, "What is this you have done? Don't you know that a man like me can find things out by divination?"
约瑟的杯子是在便雅悯的袋子里翻出来的。
Joseph's cup was found in Benjamin's bag. This is something that Judah and his brothers can't talk their way out of. The proof is there. If Joseph just wanted to make Benjamin suffer, any protest is useless. This is the end of the road.
犹大如何说服约瑟救回便雅悯和他的弟兄们呢?
How exactly did Judah convince Joseph to not act on himself and his brothers?
远在迦南的父亲此刻正在焦虑地等待便雅悯和他的哥哥们一起回来。
Their father Jacob, who was far away in Canaan, was anxiously waiting for them to return.
大家可以想象犹大的肩头的重担。
You can imagine at that moment how much weight was on Judah's shoulders.
在这种好像绝境的时候, 如果是你,
In this kind of predicament, what would you do?
下一节,
Verse 16.
创世纪44章16节,
Genesis 44:16.
犹大说, 我们对主说什么呢? 还有什么话可说呢?
What can we say to my Lord? What can we say?
我们怎能自己表白出来呢?
How can we prove our innocence?
下面一句,
Next sentence.
神已经查出仆人的罪孽了,我们与那在他手中搜出杯来的都是我主的奴仆。
God has uncovered your servant's guilt. We are now my Lord's slaves.
神已经查出仆人的罪孽了。
God has uncovered your servant's guilt.
章和念得很清楚, 仆人是复数的。
It says here, servants, with apostrophe after the S, plural.
犹大的意思就是说, 神已经查出仆人们的罪孽了。God
has already uncovered the servant's guilt.
不是偷杯子那个人的罪孽。
Not just the guilt of the one who stole the cup,
是我们的罪孽,
but our sin.
明明是约瑟吩咐人偷杯子放到便雅悯的袋子里, 明明是大家受了不白之冤, 为什么犹大说神查出我们的罪孽呢?
Clearly, it was Joseph's trick. Clearly, they were innocent. Why is Judah saying God has found out our guilt?
犹大和他的弟兄有什么罪呢?
What kind of sin that Judah and his brothers have?
其实是神通过那天发生的这一系列事。
Actually, it was God that caused all these things that happened that day.
使犹大再次想起他们曾经如何对待自己的弟兄。
By those things, reminding Judah again of something they did a long time ago.
犹大所说的罪孽,
Judah's the sin that Judah is talking about
并不是哪个人偷了约瑟的东西,
is not who stole from Joseph,
而是指他们这一生的罪恶和过犯,
but their sins throughout their whole lives.
比如年轻的时候他们常常的作恶,
they committed evil when they were younger.
是约瑟呢常常把犹大和他弟兄所做的坏事告诉雅各,
when Joseph was around, he told on them very often.
所以他们非常非常的厌恶约瑟,
so they hated him.
他们想方设法 要让约瑟从这个地球上消失。
They thought of all kinds of ways to take Joseph out of the world.
他们先是要害死他。
They wanted to kill him.
后来他们把约瑟给卖了。
And then they ended up selling him.
他们终于除掉了自己的弟兄。
They finally got rid of him.
眼下的遭遇使犹大想起这一切。
These things that transpired caused Judah to remember these things.
当然也想起他在迦南的那许许多多不光彩的事。
And no doubt, it also reminded him of his low times in Canaan.
神是公义的,
God is righteous.
神断不以有罪的为无罪,
God will not count those sinful ones as sinless.
他要追讨人的罪,
he will chase it down.
他们嫉妒陷害约瑟是得罪神,
their jealousy, their rage toward Joseph were sin.
他们犯了淫乱是得罪神,
their sexual immorality offended God.
他们总有一天都要面对神向神交代。
One day they will have to face it in front of God.
所以犹大没有为自己开脱。
So Judah didn't try to dig a way out of this one.
他没有纠结这一次他们到底有没有罪。
So Judah didn't really nitpick whether or not they had a sin that day.
他在神的面前，他也在约瑟的面前谦卑自己。
Instead, in front of Joseph, in front of God, he humbled himself.
他省察自己的内心。
Examined his own heart.
到一个地步，他甚至说：“我们通通和便雅悯一样，做你的奴仆。”
To the point that he said, "I and all of us are your. We are now your slaves."
神的手在犹大身上做了件奇妙的事情。
God has done a wondrous thing in Judah's heart.
这个过去和他的弟兄一样记恨。约瑟的犹大
Judah who hated Joseph just as much as his brothers.
今天他站出来
He stood out that day.
他代表他的弟兄说让我们一同来担当我们弟兄的重担
And as their representative, he told them, we are going to bear the consequences together.
让我们和便雅悯一同受苦
We are going to suffer along with Benjamin.
这是发自他内心的真情的告白。
This comes from his heart.
这是约瑟最最想要看到的。
This is what Joseph most wanted to see.
这也是神所喜悦的。
This is pleasing also to God.
接下来
，continuing，
犹大就告诉约瑟他父啊，告诉约瑟他父亲如何的爱便雅悯。
And Judah told Joseph how much Jacob loves Benjamin.
如何的离不开这个儿子，这个小儿子
？How he can't leave his youngest child behind？
最后，他对约瑟说
：“Finally, he said to Joseph，
现在求你容仆人住下。
Please let me stay here，
替这童子做我主的奴仆。
And let me stay here in place of Benjamin，
叫童子和他哥哥们一同上去。
Let the little one go back with his brothers。
刚才呢？犹大一开始说：“我们都做你的奴仆。”
At first, Judah said, "We are all going to be your servants."
最后他说：“让他们都走吧。”
And lastly, he says, can you please let them go?"
让我一个人代替便雅悯做你的奴仆。
Let myself be your slave instead of Benjamin.
他不单单爱便雅悯。
Not only he loved Benjamin.
他也爱他其他的弟兄。
He loved also the rest of his brothers.
为了拯救便雅悯
For the sake of saving Benjamin.
为了拯救那些和他在一起的弟兄们
For the sake of saving his brothers who were with him.
犹大真的是豁出去了
Judah really went out of his way.
他宁愿牺牲他一个人
He rather sacrificed himself.
让弟兄们可以回家
In order that his brothers may go home.
德国曾经有两个非常有天赋的哥俩。
In Germany, there was a very talented brothers, two brothers.
因为他们家里面经济很拘谨。
Because they had money issues at home.
所以呢，他们两个人当中只有一个人能够去求学深造。
So only one of them could pursue their continued education.
另外一个要赚钱，供应另外一个人去上学。
And the other one had to stay home and work and to provide for his brother.
一开始呢，他们决定先让哥哥到纽伦堡去学美术。
They decided first of all to let the older brother to go to the Academy of Fine Arts in Nuremberg.
弟弟呢，留在家里面做挖矿工人。
And then the younger brother stayed home to become a miner.
等哥哥学成之后。
When the older brother finishes education,
哥哥再来帮助弟弟去读书
Then the brother would come back, and they would switch places, and he would help the younger brother.
这哥哥果然非常有天分
Of course, the older brother was very talented.
他还没有毕业就成为一个非常出名的艺术家
Quite a prodigy. Before he even graduated, he became a very, very famous
artist.
A very famous artist.
甚至几百年后的今天
Actually, hundreds of years later, even today.
我们还能在世界各处的艺术博物馆看到他的作品
We can go to many art museums around the world and see his work.
不知道大家熟不熟悉这幅画
Don't know if everyone is familiar with this picture.
这幅画的名字叫做手
The name of this picture is called
hands. 你要看不清的话，到前面来。
If you can't
看不清，坐到前面来。
If you can't see, you can come up closer.
这幅画的名字叫做手。
It's called hands.
就是那个哥哥的作品。
That is the work of the older brother.
等他毕业了之后。
After he graduated.
他准备呢，就应该轮到他，赚钱，然后呢，来让他弟弟去上学。
After the older brother graduated, it was his turn to work so that his younger brother can go get his education.
然而，当他回家的时候
，But when he got home,
他看到他弟弟的手
，He looked and saw the condition of the hands of his brother.
发现那个他弟弟的手指已经变形了。
I found that his brother's hands were deformed and warped.
过去四年的矿工生活
4 years of work as a miner.
他弟弟的手腕多次受伤
His brother's hands was injured many times.
连他拿现在拿杯子的时候手都会颤抖
When his brother holds up a cup, his hands will tremble.
更不要说拿起画笔拿起雕刻刀来创作精细的艺术作品
Let alone taking up some writing utensil and to come up with some kind of work of art.
哥哥回家的那天晚上
When the older brother went back that same night,
他一面含着眼泪
in a face full of tears,
一面拿着雕刻刀
and then he took a scalpel,
把一块木头刻成他弟弟的双手
and he carved out from a piece of wood,His younger brother's hands.
起名叫做手
And called it hands.
是这双手他说这双手曾经比他更有天赋
He said this pair of hands was more talented than his own.
然而为了成就他
But because to fulfill his wishes.
他的弟弟做出牺牲 放弃了自己的前途
His younger brother made a sacrifice and sacrificed his own future.
一双枯干和残疾的手
A disabled and withered pair of hands.
虽然再也没有办法雕刻出精美的作品
Even though it can no longer carve out or draw any beautiful artworks.
但这是弟兄相爱的手
But this is a hand that loves.
这是一双比能够雕刻出世界上最最精美的作品还要蒙神喜悦的手
This is something that is more pleasing to God.Than being able to carve out the most beautiful piece of artwork in the world. Because Jesus' Son, Jesus Christ, God's Son, Jesus Christ, He also humbled Himself. And using His hands, He served people around Him. A leper came to Him. Jesus touched Him and said, Be clean.
彼得的岳母发烧。
Peter's mother-in-law had a high fever.
耶稣去摸着她的手，她的手就退了。
Jesus took her by the hand, and she was made well.
一个管会堂的女儿死。
A leader of the synagogue, his daughter was dead.
耶稣去把她拉起来，她就活了。
Jesus pulled her up, and she came to life.
彼得在海面上行走要掉下去的时候
，Peter walking in the sea.Was about to fall down. Jesus Christ extended his hands and saved him out of it. God's love toward man through the hands of his son, Jesus Christ, is revealed to us all. Jacob has 12 sons.
有段时间呢，家里面却只有十个。
For a time, there were only 10.
缺了约瑟，缺了犹大。
No Joseph, no Judah.
约瑟呢是被迫卖掉了。
Joseph was sold by force.
犹大呢是自愿跑到亚杜兰。
And Judah left by his own accord to this place called Adullam.
犹大为什么要离家出走呢
？Why did Judah want to leave?
我猜可能有两个原因。
I suppose there are two possible reasons.
首先，这个家不值得他留念。
First is that this household was not worthy of his stay.
十一个弟兄，同父异母。
11 brothers, Same father, different mothers.
他们的妈妈彼此之间勾心斗角。
Mothers argue and compare and compete with each other.
这些弟兄他们能够和睦相处吗？
Brothers, can they live in harmony?
特别是约瑟出事之后。
Especially after Joseph left.
年老的雅各整天以泪洗面。
Jacob was grieving all day, every day.
这个家不像家。
This house is not really like a family.
这个家对犹大没有吸引力。
This family, this house has nothing to draw Judah.
第二个原因。
Second reason.
我猜犹大也是很骄傲的。
I suppose Judah is very proud too.
是他建议，是他的建议才使得约瑟不至于被他的哥哥害死，而是被卖掉了。
When Judah's brothers wanted to kill Joseph, it was Judah who came up with the idea of selling him.
如果不是犹大出手的话。
In other words, if Judah didn't do what he did with respect to Joseph,
约瑟真的可能就被野兽吃掉了。
Joseph really would have been eaten by wild beasts.
虽然在逼迫约瑟这件事情上，犹大也有份。
Even though he was guilty also in what happened to Joseph,
但是他没有像其他的弟兄那么过分。
He wasn't as wicked or as, didn't go as far as his brothers.
所以呢，他可能很看不起他的弟兄。
Perhaps he had a very low view of his brothers.
他会觉得他不像那些人那么残暴，那么心狠手辣。
Judah may have thought, I'm not as wicked or reckless as my brothers.
所以他也不想和他们在一起。
So he didn't want to stay with them either.
我们都知道犹大离家出走之后的故事。
We know what happened after Judah left.
他住在迦南人中间，他娶了迦南人为妻子，好多年都没有回家。
He went to Canaan. He married with the Canaanite woman, and for years didn't come home.
他像外邦人那样道德败坏，他最后中了他妈的圈套，最后闹出来和儿媳妇生了两个儿子这样的特大丑闻。
He mingled with the outsiders, with the Canaanites, adapted to their tradition, married an outsider, was tricked by Tamar and gave twins to bastard twins.
就是这样一个堕落不堪的人。
That is Judah, this person was all over the place.
这样一个在我们很多的眼中不值得挽回，也无法挽回的犹大。
Judah, who in our eyes, according to what he's done, would be unworthy of restoration.
因着神的恩典和拯救。
But because of God's grace and salvation,
如今他成了何等样的人。
What kind of a person he is today.
在极难危险的试炼面前。
In trouble, in trial, right in front of him.
是他挺身而出。
He came out.
为了弟兄的自由。
For the freedom of his brothers.
他愿意牺牲他自己。
He was willing to sacrifice himself.
在那一刻。
At that moment.
我们看见犹大仿佛向约瑟伸出他的双手。
We see that Judah extended his invitation to Joseph repeatedly.
他一面遮盖住便雅悯。
On one hand covered Benjamin.
他一面对约瑟说
And then the other hand said to Joseph,
把我带走吧。
Take me instead.
让他们回家。
Let them go home.
让他们回到父亲和他们的家人那里。
Let them go back to their family to the father.
他这样的勇气既来自他对弟兄对父亲的爱。
This kind of courage comes from not only his love for brothers and sisters,
也来自他对神的信靠。
But also his faithfulness to God.
他宁肯把自己的一生把他的命运交在神的手里。
His faith to God caused him to give his own life up into God's hands.
看到这样一个犹大。
We see this kind of person, Judah.
我们除了赞美神还有什么好说的呢？
And to know his story, what can we do except praise our God?
犹大的名字岂不就是赞美神吗？
Judah, his name, doesn't it mean praise God?
当雅各临终前为犹大祝福的时候
，Before Jacob died and he was giving out blessings to Judah，
圣灵感动犹大的父亲对他说
，The Spirit moved Jacob to say this about Judah。
创世纪第49章第八节到第十节
，In Genesis 49:8-10。Genesis 49:8-10。
犹大。你的弟兄们必赞美你，你的手臂掐住仇敌的颈项，你父亲的儿子必向你下拜。
Jacob said this, Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons will bow down to you.
犹大是个小狮子，我儿啊，你抓了食便上去，你屈下身去，卧如公狮，蹲如母狮，谁敢惹你？
You are a lion's cub, Judah. You return from the prey, my son. Like a lion, he crouches and lies down. Like a lioness, who dares to rouse him?
龟必不离犹大，杖必不离他两脚之间，只等细罗来到，万民都必归顺。
Scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, whom it belongs, and the obedience of the nations is his.
龟和杖都是掌权的标志。
Scepter and staff both symbolize his authority.
雅各预言犹大的后裔中将要出现一位掌权的。
Jacob prophesied that an offspring of Judah will become someone of authority.
这位掌权者也叫细罗，就是赐平安者。就是那位弥赛亚。
And his name is Shiloh, and someone who brings peace.
希伯来说。
And none other than the Messiah.
希伯来说书啊，希伯来书说，我们主分明是从犹大出来的。
In Hebrews, it says it is evident that our Lord comes from Judah.
启示录中一位长老跟约翰说，不要哭，看那犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根，他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那七印。
And then in Revelation. I think it was Revelations 5:5. Ah, it says here in Revelations 5:5, one of the elders said to John, Do not weep. See, the Lion of tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals.
那个已经得胜来到地上做王掌权的乃是犹大支派的狮子，乃是我们的主耶稣基督。
That person, the root of David, the one who opened the scroll and seven seals, that is our Jesus Christ.
利亚生犹大的时候，给他起了一个十分响亮的名字，叫犹大，赞美耶和华。
When Leah gave birth to Judah, he gave him a very prominent name, Praise the Lord, Judah.
让我们觉得很可笑。
It causes us to laugh a little bit.
利亚，你和你妹妹勾心斗角，争风吃醋。你不过是暂时占了上风，有什么好赞美神的？
Leah, you're still in battle with your sister. You got a temporary upper hand. What's so happy about?
神不喜悦你这个人，怎么能够喜悦你的赞美呢？
If God is not pleased with how you are, how can He be pleased with your son?
我们再看犹大悔改之前的样子，你会不会觉得犹大这个名字其实很讽刺？
And up to the point before Judah repented.Don't you think that his name is kind of ironic?
这样一个堕落失败的人，一天到晚叫喊哈利路亚，哈利路亚，这有什么意义？
This person whose name means hallelujah, based on his actions, what meaning does that have?
谁会想到有一天，犹大的生命当中竟然能够显出诚实、正直、勇敢、无私这些属于神的品格呢？
Who would have thought that one day Judah would exhibit honesty, integrity?Sacrificial love.
犹大一生的故事是以嫉妒弟兄开场。
Judah's story starts with jealousy toward his brother.
以因在迦南人中间自甘堕落，直到彻底失败而陷入谷底。
To the point where he went to Canaan and mingled with them and reached the lowest point of his life.
之后呢，以悔改为新的起点。
And then repentance marked a new beginning.
以致他在弟兄当中被升高成为长子
，and then in the end to be called the leader of among his brothers，
并且在试炼当中显出爱人舍己的生命，最终呢蒙受神极大的祝福，以蒙拣选成为弥赛亚的先祖而谢幕。
Also, after all these trials, he came out victorious and had the honor to become the ancestor of our Messiah, our Savior.
他一生的故事。
That is his life story.
就是罪恶在哪里显多，恩典照样在哪里显多的故事。
It's a story of where sin increases, grace increases, and all the more.
愿我们借着犹大这一生
，May we by knowing the life of Judah,
更多认识我们自己败坏和软弱的本性。
Help us understand that ourself, our weakness, our failures.
更多仰望神的拯救。
By this old nature of ours to look to God more.
在试炼中学习依靠神。
and in trials and trouble to lean on our Lord.
也仰望神的恩典，让我们可以活出弟兄和睦相居、彼此相爱的实际。
And may God give us grace to live out the reality of living in love and harmony with our brothers and sisters.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
当我们愿意来认真来读你话的时候
，When we come down and be willing to seriously study your word,
我们发现在圣经里面
，We find that in the scriptures,
到处都是我们主耶稣基督。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is everywhere.
帮助我们
，Help us.
从这些话里面。
That by these words,
可以更多的认识我们的主
can know our God more.
可以让我们主耶稣基督基督他自己的生命可以更多成形在我们的里面
So that the life of our Lord Jesus Christ can take better form in our lives.
使我们可以更多的像你的儿子耶稣基督
That we can be more like him.
直到你儿子耶稣基督再来的日子
Until your son comes back.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.